210-210-2700 or visit us online at cjnu.ca. CJNU, courage, compassion, community.
It's 7 o'clock and it's time for polyester covers?
Under the Dreams?
No, I think it's Saturday Night Fever. It's Rick and Scott live with you here in studio. We are so happy to be with you today. We've got a great show lined up. We've got a bunch of covers. We've got all the best rock and roll that you've come to love from the 1960s and the 1970s. We are going to kick it off right after this sponsor recognition with Bee Gees' Night Fever. Here we go.
CJNU would like to thank A to Z Optical, the Children's Hospital Foundation of Manitoba, Clay Oven at Shaw Park, Ericsson Motors, the Life-Saving Society Manitoba, McNally Robinson Booksellers, Renew Mobility, South Beach Casino, the University of Manitoba, and WOW Hospitality for their support throughout the past year.
Saturday Night Fever with Scott and Rick.
Yeah.
Normally 2 hours for Under the Covers, 2 hours for Polyester Dreams. What a night it is. And now the dynamic duo on Saturday night sitting here together. I think back to that song. I was about 10 years old when Saturday Night Fever came out. So I was too young to really get it, but the music encapsulated me. And especially that song, there's just such a groove to it. And if you look at the words, it's pretty naughty.
This is what was playing on the radio when I was a kid. You know, this is what this station is all about. It's all about the memories.
It absolutely is. We're sitting here on Pledge Weekend, Saturday Night Fever. Right now, we're looking for your help. Make your pledge now. Call us at 410-2700. You can also visit our website at cgnu.ca. Every penny helps.
Absolutely. And right now we've got a bit of an interview between our own Trish Bennett and Crystal Stokes from Victoria Lifeline. So we're going to run with that. And when we come back from that interview, we'll head off with some Guess Who. Be right back.
Good day, everyone. Trish Bennett here. And we welcome you to CJNU 93.7 FM's Pledge Weekend. Today we have Crystal Stokes, who is the Communication and Public Relations Manager for Victoria Lifeline. Welcome to CJNU, Crystal. It's so nice to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you folks. I love CJNU. We have a great relationship with your organization, and it's a pleasure and honor to be with you today.
Thank you so much. And speaking of that, Victoria Lifeline has been one of our longest serving relationships here at CJNU, and we're so blessed to have that partnership with you.
That's right. In fact, I've been with Lifeline now 10 years, and I believe back in our old office, you actually broadcast from our boardroom, like a long while back, and I had started just after that. And ever since then, it's just been a mutually beneficial relationship, and not only do we love the music, we love all the people that work here, the volunteers, and yeah, it's just been great for us as well.
That's so nice to hear. Thank you so much. Now, you say you've been with Victoria Lifeline for 10 years, but give our listeners a little bit more information about yourself and what brought you to Victoria Lifeline.
Well, thank you. Yes, I actually am, my background is in journalism. I have a degree in journalism, so I worked as a journalist for a number of years, mostly freelancing. Yeah. And then I sort of got into communications because it's a natural segue for a lot of people that are in journalism. And I'm lucky enough to, I do the communications, so I do a lot of the social media, the website, promotional stuff. I also do internal support communications through our organization. I also write the Healthy Living column in Lifestyles 55.
Nice.
And I'm passionate about active living for older adults and really, really communicating the message that age is just a number, because, you know, there's a lot of ageism out there. And I really want to start break down some of those stereotypes. So in my column, I talk about lots of different ways that older adults remain active. And I just love everything about working with older adults. And Victoria Lifeline is a service of the General Hospital Foundation, Victoria General Hospital Foundation. So it's just, I feel like we're just doing all good work. You know, not only are we helping older adults live independent lives, all profits from Victoria Lifeline go back to advance healthcare through the foundation. So it's like a double win for me.
I can never hear that enough because I think that's an important part for our listeners to know that.
It really is.
That it really does pay it forward.
Absolutely.
When you're doing that, right? Mm-hmm. It's fabulous. You know, for all of us, really, the COVID-19 outbreak has caused some, what we would consider major disruptions to our daily life, and seniors especially have been impacted, and these changes especially feeling, as you said, isolated, right? That's a big concern right now. How has and how can Victoria Lifeline provide peace of mind for both them, like the seniors themselves, and their families?
Yes. So, of course, we're a medical alert service. So we provide a help button to our subscribers and a communicator unit that they can connect with our response center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we know that a lot of seniors and senior living facilities were on shutdown or lockdown. For a long period of time, they had limited visitors. So even as a caregiver, you may have gone and visited mom or dad every evening or a couple times a day, and now they were restricting access. So that causes a lot of fear, not just for the caregiver, but for the isolated senior as well. And we know isolation is detrimental to mental health as well. So Victoria Lifeline provides that peace of mind, that comfort, that actual lifeline that I'm not alone. If I fell tonight, or if I started to not feel well, or maybe I had chest pain or whatever was going on in my life, I'm a button press away from a friendly, caring voice on the other end who's professionally trained to get you help. So it's not just pressing a button and talking to a security company. You're talking to trained, We call them personal response associates who work with older adults mm-hmm. all the time, and they're there to get you help.
Right.
So that peace of mind is invaluable because you don't have that sense of worries. Oh my gosh, my daughter's not coming to check on me.
Right.
What if something happened to me in the middle of the night
or
nobody was there to hear my calls for help? So all the time, despite COVID, Lifeline is a great peace of mind to people, but
absolutely.
Especially during this time of extreme isolation. And sometimes people are scared and they just need to have that reassurance mm-hmm. that, you know, help is on the other end of that button all the time.
Well, Victoria Lifeline for many becomes the calming voice, mm-hmm. right? When something has occurred and they need to contact Victoria Lifeline, whether it be by pushing the button or and that. And they're speaking to somebody who has that calming voice mm-hmm. and they're going to assist you and we'll just take a deep breath and we're going to assess what's happening and we're going to make it better for you. And
absolutely.
I mean, nothing could be more peace of mind for
yes.
the person that they're talking to or the families involved.
Yes.
Absolutely. You mentioned that. And it's not just for those that are in the home care scenarios. Mm-hmm. They're still living in their own house, for
absolutely.
Instance. We had that same scenario in my family. My mom lives in her own home, mm-hmm. and we live very close to each other. But with COVID, the interaction hasn't been as much as normal because we're still out in the world, mm-hmm. you know, exchanging with other people, and we want to keep my mom safe. So it's similar to that situation where
for
we
sure.
could say this might be something that was mm-hmm. important to us, so we could provide that for my mom.
Yes,
same
and
idea.
I think the other idea is that, you know, we still have to go about the business of living.
Right.
Older adults still have to remain active just like everybody else. So, you know, maybe you're not going to the bingo hall, but maybe instead you're trying to be active and walk around your neighborhood and stay outside. And that's why we have a mobile button
that
works both inside the home and outside.
Right.
So you can also enjoy that same peace of mind when you're alone in your bedroom in the middle of the night.
Yes.
You can still have that peace of mind when you're out and about doing your daily walk, getting your exercise in, getting your steps, because, you know, we're still going about the business of living and we're still enjoying the pleasures of being outside and everything nature has to offer. And I think that's the one thing that hasn't mm-hmm. been taken away. So if you have the ability to get out there, keep walking, keep doing your thing, then we have a button that can complement that lifestyle as well.
So let's get a little bit into details then.
Sure.
Since we've kind of touched the mm-hmm. subject a bit, you have some different things like touch buttons and fall prevention. So maybe explain to our listeners a little bit of the different types of lifelines that are available.
Sure. So we have Home Safe Standard. So that's our basic button. It's 100% waterproof. It's you can get it in a wrist option or a neck option. That's meant for in and around your home, mm-hmm. and you press it anytime you need help. So that's been the button that's been around. It looks different because the style has changed over the last 30 years, but we've been in business over 30 years. This is a reliable, affordable way to get help when you're alone in your home. And it's a great option for people that are, you know, they think, well, maybe I'm at the stage where I want some more reassurance.
Right.
I want to be able to get help. So it's great to start with that button as well. Mm-hmm. If you're kind of on the fence and you're like, you know, I've been thinking about, I've been a little fearful. I've been a little nervous about maybe being alone in my suite or my home.
Yeah.
And it's a great product to start with. And
Love
you it. Can get used to wearing a button. We want you to wear it 24 hours a day.
Yes.
And it's a great button to start with. The next sort of level, as we would call it, or next level of protection would be our Home Safe with Auto Alert. Now, Auto Alert is just a fancy way to say that it's our fall detection button that automatically notifies the response center in the event of a fall. So if you were wearing the button at home and you had a significant fall, the button can send a signal to the response center without you pressing it. So it detects greater than 95% of falls.
Right.
It gives you a 30-second grace period to get up if you just stumble and you're back up again. So it is our most popular button. It's the one people choose the most because it has that protection built in.
Yes.
And it gives you that extra peace of mind that if I fell and I was knocked unconscious or immobilized, the button can do the work for me.
Right. I'm not worried about how am I going to press my button.
Exactly.
Should I fall?
Yep.
It's going to do it for me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I know. Yeah. And really what you're going to do too is that if anybody is interested, they're going to get a hold of Victoria Lifeline and then they're going to have a discussion really. And they're going to work out what best for each person, which is different for everybody, no doubt.
Yes, and we do want to find a service plan that's right for the individual. The GoSafe mobile button I mentioned, it's not for everybody.
Right.
You know, maybe if you just want to get started with something, you can start with our basic service. So we're going to match a service plan that's right for not only you, but your budget and we're going to talk over those options with you. And we can also do an over-the-phone consultation, or we can do an in-home consultation
love
as well.
That.
It's totally up to your comfort level.
I love that. You know, we mentioned earlier that we feel blessed as well mm-hmm. to have a partnership and a long-time relationship with Victoria Lifeline. And I just wanted to take a moment to ask you, Crystal, what you feel our partnership has meant to you and the organization of Victoria Lifeline.
Of course. So we both use volunteers.
Yes.
There's a great synergy between our organizations because we rely on volunteers to carry out our mission and our mandate. And
yes.
at Victoria Lifeline in Winnipeg, our services and installations are done by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So what a volunteer means to me is that I'm doing this of my own time. I'm not getting a paycheck for it. So to me, that equals passion.
Love
I'm
it.
Passionate about what
yes.
I'm doing, and I care about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we share the same values, and
yes.
that's been one really great portion of the partnership, is knowing that you are a volunteer-based organization, and that people that when they're finished their working life and they go into their second act, I've heard it been called when you're
yes.
in retirement, you're in your second act, and
yeah.
There's so much more about not just, you know, putting on your golf shoes and hitting links seven
mm-hmm.
days a week. It's about giving back.
Yes.
Now you have more time, and you
mm-hmm.
can really pick and choose what you want to do, and you can pick and choose something that's meaningful. So there's a synergy to that volunteerism and that spirit of volunteerism that we love.
Yes.
And then also the underlying thing is that CJNU is a great organization to advertise with. So if you are looking for partnerships and advertising
mm-hmm.
that's affordable, you have a great creative team here. We
yes.
have some great back and forth. There's a lot of support.
Yes.
There's a lot of going to make sure that the ads that we put on here are how we want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we always appreciate that creative input.
Nice.
So it's not just about the organization's matching in values. It's
right.
a great place to get your message out to businesses.
Oh, that is fabulous. I think you're absolutely spot on when you say, because we both have the same philanthropy view. And that is, we want to enhance and make it better for others,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's important too. Now, before we say goodbye, I understand that you have a special connection, I would say, to the song that you chose to play today. And maybe you can give us a little insight into that.
Sure. So I'm a big Beatles fan. I have been my whole life. In fact, I have a Let It Be tattoo on my wrist that I often look at and think to myself, either for the love of the song, or maybe I should just let that be. So it's a life lesson for myself. So
yes.
all the times I've been on the station, I've chosen a Beatles song. So I'm stepping slightly outside my box,
yeah.
and I'm going to go with George Harrison, My Sweet Lord, for a multitude of reasons, but just for pure love of the song.
Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate your time, Crystal. Thank you so much for being part of our community and helping out with Victoria Lifeline and all they do for our community as well.
See you.
Oh, yeah, that was a little George Harrison there. Well, it's always great to hear from him. Rick, I think we're waiting for Adam Glynn. I believe he has a live update for us. Hello there, Adam.
Hello, hello. You know, it'd be good if I could do it without hitting myself in the face with the headphones
that
as I walked into the studio.
We would like to keep you without bruises, Adam.
Okay, at least ones that occur outside the workplace. We are sitting at 20 minutes after 7 there or thereabouts, and I have to let you both know, chaps, you have been left in a very, very good state by the good work of those who have come before you. Everyone on the air today has been doing stellar work, and everybody listening at home has been doing even more stellar work with making their pledges. Shout out to both John and Willie, who made their pledges in the last little while, and our current total stands at a rather lovely $27,441.
Ooh, that's now, nice, but you know what? It needs to go up from there, doesn't it?
So the question is, do you think that the two of you will be the architects of reaching 30 before the night is out?
That is our goal. I think that is a goal that we will set for ourselves.
We're definitely going to do everything we can.
So that would be 2,559.
Well, I'm putting $93.70 down. I got to get one of those radios.
Good man.
The Bluetooth radios, so that gets us a little bit closer to
it
the
goal.
It does
indeed. Yeah, it's a special, unique pledge this year. The only way to get this gift is by pledging $93.70. Not a penny more, not a penny less. Obviously, if you want to give us a lot more and you still want one of them but don't want any of the other incentives, we'll probably make a special dispensation. But generally speaking, you pledge $93.70, special CJNU pledge, and you get one of these beautiful palm-sized retro radio-styled Bluetooth speakers. And the sound coming out of this thing, everyone who I've shown it to has been blown away just because it sounds so bloody good.
I can confirm the sound is amazing.
It's ridiculous.
I was just in Adam's office. We put on the letter by Joe Cocker, and he blasted it, and I felt like I was listening to a little tiny 3-inch radio that was blasting. It was awesome.
It is amazing.
The sound is substantial.
Definitely.
204-410-2700 is the pledge line. If you've been listening all weekend and you haven't made your pledge yet, now's a perfect time. We're really, really hopeful that we can reach 30,000 before the night is out. And then one more day left tomorrow, final day of our 7th annual pledge drive. 204-410-2700, you could be speaking to James. Or you could be speaking to Bob. And I believe Bob is on the line with a pledger right now. So go on, give us a call, 204-410-2700. You can also head online, cjnu.ca. It's got a full rundown of all of the prizes that are available, because dare I even mention this, because it's so exciting. Anyone who pledges any amount, you could throw in a buck. You could throw in a buck 10 times if you wanted to. Every single individual pledge of any amount gets your name in the hat for our grand prize draws. And they are substantial. Full prize listing on the website. We also have daily draws. So if you have made a pledge earlier in the weekend, check out the website. See if you want what's in the daily draw today. Throw another pledge in the hat, because then you might get a chance to win that as well. 204-410-2700 is the phone number, or cjnu.ca. Now, I've got my jacket on because I'm heading home and I'm going to be listening to you chaps through the evening. Hopefully, through the magic of modern technology, I'll be able to connect with you and give you some updates before the night is out. And everyone now at home, is the time. 410-2700, cjnu.ca. If you can, give. And if you can give, give generously.
Thank you very much, Adam. And you know what? You know what that money does? That money keeps great music like this playing on the radio. Here's a couple of local boys, you know, grew up around Winnipeg. The Guess Who with Undone.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, it was too late. It's too late. She
too far. She's lost the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize. Found what she was headed for. Mama, it was too late. It's too late. She's gone too far. She's lost the sun. She's come undone. Lost the sun. She's come undone.
CJNU would like to thank A to Z Optical, the Children's Hospital Foundation of Manitoba, Clay Oven at Shaw Park, Ericsson Motors, the Life-Saving Society Manitoba, McNally Robinson Booksellers, Renew Mobility, South Beach Casino, the University of Manitoba, and WOW Hospitality for their support throughout the past year.
Take 1,000,003.
Tyler.
In a small town to the left of in a province to the left of us on the map, and in that town there was a little house that some late teenagers rented out, and they called it Skylab after the famous moon orbiter or whatever it was back in the day. I guess it was
it was a space station.
Correct. I got to one party there as a early teenager. It was kind of an interesting thing. That was The Monks, that was the last song on their Bad Habits album. If you remember the album cover, it was a little controversial, a nun with some sexy lingerie on her legs.
Scandalous.
Johnny B. Rotten, Drugs in My Pocket, and Nice Legs, Shame About the Face. As a 12-year-old, those are songs that kind of, you know, led me into music, and love that song. It's the last song on the album, and I just had to play that for you tonight.
There we go.
It's time for the weather, and Scott's going to give us an update.
I think we are. Here, just let me play the weather chime.
Chimey.
Ooh, listen to that chime. All right. So, right now, or the forecast for tonight is mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries. Winds northwest, 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light early this evening. Lows of -8. And the wind chill is -7 this evening and -13 overnight. Oh, man, we are back to those wind chills, Rick.
Ouch.
Tomorrow morning, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries. Winds becoming west, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40 early in the afternoon. And I won't go any farther than that because it's just a guess after that. Currently, right now, we're sitting at -3 degrees Celsius. It's mostly cloudy. The humidity is 70%, so it's a little moist out there. Winds are northwest at 15 kilometers an hour. And just in case you're flying a plane, the visibility is 24 kilometers. You know what, Rick? I think it's time for another song.
It's Pledge Weekend. It's Rick and Scott. It's Saturday Night Fever. Normally, we do two shows on Saturday night, but tonight it's one. And
We are merged tonight.
We have the dynamic duo of Saturday night sitting here with you.
The meeting of the minds.
And the music is going to be eclectic. It's going to be awesome. We're going to play some Canadian. We're going to play some instrumentals. I think Scott's got the next one picked up.
We have. Let's do a little Buffalo Springfield.
Nice.
For what it's worth. Here we go.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me
I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
That was Buffalo Springfield, which originally they were called The Buffalo Springfield, which always blows my mind that they dropped a the. Next up, chairman of the board, give me just a little more time.
I'll give you all the time you want.
Well, there's a couple of hours left for you to get your pledges in tonight.
Exactly.
And if you don't get them in tonight, there's tomorrow. So we're really looking for your help.
Keep the music flowing like it's going to flow.
204-410-2700 if you want. And don't forget, like I said, that $93.70, I've pledged it myself. I want one of those little radios. They are awesome.
They are very nice. They are very nice.
Put it in your collection.
All righty. Here we go. Time to spin some more tunes.
Young and impatient we may be. There's no need to
Hey, that was the chairman of the board with Give Me a Little Bit More Time. I want to plug our respective shows. Rick Sugar does a fantastic job on Saturday nights with his Under the Cover show. Ladies and gentlemen, he does an entire 2 hours of songs that are nothing but covers, and it is great, great stuff to listen to. And of course, after that, I follow with my show, Polyester Dreams, where the first hour I do a little bit more up-tempo, keep the party rolling, but then in the last hour, I dial it down a mark.
If you like to have the dichotomy of rock and roll and smooth jazz in a two-hour period, it's well worth the listen. I'll tell you, you played some songs last week that I was dancing, actually. There was a couple that were just awesome. And then, you know what? I felt like by the time 9 o'clock came around, I was like, I need a break.
You need a break?
And you slid right into that, you know, the slowed it down. And,
yeah,
and
it just felt
like,
down
it felt
a
like
bit,
the
you
lights
know?
Went dim and yeah. Everything was pretty smooth.
The party's over in the house, you know, the guests are leaving, and now it's time to just, you know, sit back with a cool beverage and mellow out. And
I'm loving Saturday nights. If you get a chance to tune in, it's 4 hours, two of us each. We're just new at this, and we're loving it. We got to experiment this summer around the Gold Eyes games, and
they were looking for guys to fill in with content, and boy, and maybe we can talk. You know what we ought to do is talk a little bit next hour about if you like this music and want to be part of CGNU on a volunteer basis. We ought to talk a little bit about that. Let's do that next
all
hour.
All kinds of opportunities.
But right now, I want to play a song by a good personal friend of mine, Jim. He's from Detroit. He has been a friend of mine for getting darn close to 20 years now. He is an excellent, excellent dude. And he gave me a bunch of requests tonight. Like a lot of our listeners, he tunes in remotely. He wanted to hear some Bad Finger, and I got no problem with that. Here's Come and Get It.
This is Adam Glynn, station manager at CJNU. Did you ever wonder where the dollars you donate go? One of the questions I've been asked is, if CJNU is volunteer run, why do I need to make a donation? Well, in order to broadcast at 93.7 FM, we're required to pay rental fees for both the space on the roof of 55 Nassau, where we store our transmitting equipment, and for the tower which holds the antenna. This costs us over $9,000 per year. We also put aside some of the money into our rainy day fund to ensure we're ready to purchase new equipment in the future so that we can stay on the air. On behalf of all of us here, thank you for sustaining us during our pledge weekend.
CJNU loves you. Show your love for us by calling our pledge line now at 204-410-2700.
Did you know that the great Lenny Bro joined his parents' band at the age of 14, quickly establishing himself as its lead guitarist? Billed as Lone Pine Jr., in time this Winnipeg musician would come to be known as one of the greatest guitarists the world has ever known. CJNU, your voice in the community.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were saying something about Ray Charles just sitting there, just going.
First time I heard this song, I pictured Ray sitting at the piano with, I mean, the drums are in there, but I just pictured Ray sitting at the piano and everybody in the studio with him, all the musicians and singers are just waiting for his cue to go, and Ray just got into it. And that's what it feels like to me. He just, the rhythm of that song is just Ray. It doesn't feel like it was written. It felt like he just played it.
It just flows. You know what would go nice with that? A nice scotch.
I was going to say, just you split there, a couple ounces of scotch.
There you go. That is a beautiful, beautiful song. How about we pick it up a bit?
Yes.
Let's get some Chet Atkins.
Chet Atkins.
Let's get some Rocky Top.
Good
what
old
do you think about
Rocky
that?
Top.
There we go. All right. Kicking off. Here we go.
Rocky Top. That's a song that the University of Tennessee Volunteers use. Their band plays at halftimes for games in their football stadium.
Fantastic.
Next up.
Well, first.
You got something else?
We got one song to take us to the top of the hour that you're going to introduce, but just let me
get
in here.
You got some other stuff to talk about.
I do.
Let's
I have
do
some
it.
Stuff.
Let's do it.
I just want to remind all you viewers. Listeners.
I'm watching.
Well, I'm watching you, too. I want to remind all you listeners, it's our pledge weekend. We only do this once a year for 4 days. So please, if you like the kind of music that we do, we're all volunteer. Rick and I are just a couple of schlubs putting music together and playing songs that people are telling us that they want to hear. Call in to our line, 204-410-2700. And we've got operators standing by.
We absolutely do.
Who will take your pledge. And it doesn't matter whether you pledge $1 or you pledge $10. But if you pledge $97 and $93.70, you get that nice little Bluetooth speaker.
Very cool.
We've also got, I believe it's $60, and you get a gift card to the Sal's.
That is true.
And then you get all those great fried onions on top of your cheese nip.
And their gravy's always
that
good.
That is.
That gravy's always good.
So support us. We're here, and we want to help you play the music that makes your day, so help us by pointing up with a pledge.
It's so exciting to be a part of this organization and to know that the people out there care enough to help us out to be able to do this is awesome.
It's fantastic. Rick, I think we've got our last song to take us to the top of the hour here. What do we got?
What would a Saturday night be without the Ventures?
Absolutely.
The Box Tops, cover of the Box Tops, Cry Like a Baby.
There we go. Here it goes.
This is CJNU 93.7 FM on the web at cjnu.ca and channel 725 on MTS TV. Thank you for joining us during our annual Pledge Weekend. Show your love for listener-supported, volunteer-driven community radio by making a donation now. Call 204-410-2700. CJNU. Courage, compassion, community.
It is just after 8 o'clock, and you have joined the merger of Under the Cover and Polyester Dreams, which Rick and I are dubbing Saturday Night Fever. I'm Scott Belknaves in the chair. Right now, to kick off our next hour, we've got one of my favorite artists, Gordon Lightfoot. What can you say about Gordon Lightfoot? He is Canada's consummate songwriter, troubadour. Everything he does,